Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Zara, Perek Dalin, Mishnah Mishnah Zayin, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Astopas Rachol Shishi B'zecher Fine Ruziva Hagon Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us Avodah Zara Shenichu Avdeha. In Avodah Zara, which was abandoned, it was left by the people who serve it. A guy shows up to town, he walks into an empty house, and there's an Avodah Zara just laying there, all forlorn and dusty. Is that considered a bittul Avodah Zara? So it depends. B'shas Shalom Muteres. If it's a time of peace, so it's mutter, it's considered like a bittul because the guy just abandons Avodah Zara, obviously doesn't care about it. However, B'shas Melchama Asura, if it's a time of war, then it's usur because we assume the guy just ran away and maybe didn't have time to take his avodah zara with him, and so that's not a bittul of the avodah zara. Another din, b'maysayis shel malachim, pedestals of kings, harei mutaris, they are permitted. Because they only put them there when the kings are passing through. These were big stones that were carved out and placed in the path of the king when he was walking by. They would put avodah zaras there that the king could bow down to, and those stones themselves, these b'mais, these pedestals, are not usur because they're only there if the king passes by. But sometimes the king doesn't pass by or will take a different route, and then the stone is just a regular stone. It's not dafka for avodah zara, and therefore they're not usur. Mishnah Zayin tells us that shalos hazakenim b'raimi, idol worshippers ask the zakenim, the Jewish elders in Rome, im ein ritzonu b'avodah zara, if Hashem doesn't want avodah zara, lama eino mevatla, so why isn't he mevatel it? Why doesn't he just destroy all avodah zaras? So Amar lahen, the Chum told them, ilu davar she'ein tzarich l'olam bai hayu avdin hayu mevatlai, if people only served things that the world doesn't need, so Hashem would be mevatel them. But harehein avdin l'cham b'levan l'cham b'azalais, people serve the sun and the moon and the stars and the constellations up in Shemayim, and so ya'abed elohim b'nei ha'shaitim, Hashem should destroy the world because of a bunch of fools that are serving these things as avodah zaras. How can Hashem destroy them? So Amar lahen, they respond to the Chumim, and Kenif, that's really so, ya'abed davar she'ein tzarich l'olam bai, v'yinich davar she'tzarich l'olam bai, then Hashem should just destroy the things that are served as avodah zaras that the world doesn't need, but he should keep the things that the world does need. So Amar lahen, the Chum responds to them, af on machzikim b'dei avdeim shel elu, then that means we're going to be strengthening those who serve these things. Sha'imrim, those people are going to say, Tedu Shein Elohais, you should know that it's really a god, Sharein Loi Batalu, because they weren't nullified. If Hashem destroys all avodah zaras, but he keeps the sun and the moon and the stars, so then whoever worships the sun and moon and the stars are going to say, look, it really actually has power because all the other avodah zaras were destroyed and not ours. And because of that, Hashem doesn't destroy any avodah zaras. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tes. And actually, from here until the end of the Masechta, we're going to be discussing dinim of Yayin Nesech, which is grape juice or wine that comes from an avodah zara, and all the relevant dinim. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.